all that. That's on. It won't wash away.
Amen.
You can't wash it away.
Hallelujah.
I sang that song on YouTube a while back. And, I think it's Wooden. Yeah, Wooden Spirit said they got to sit and get the sound right. I'm going to make the sound right. Y'all don't have to wait on me. Y'all can go ahead and start. Here we go. Everybody ready? We're going to sing together on this song now. I want everybody to join in and help us out. We need revival. Y'all know it by heart, don't you? If you don't know it, learn it. Yes, in your folders, yes. Yes, everybody's got it in their folders. I don't want no lip syncing now. I want some real singing. There was a time when the Spirit of God moved in a mighty way. There was a time when the people of God lived in a mighty way. Something's wrong. It's time to turn around. Something's wrong. It's time to heed the sound. We need across the land, we need revival. It's time to take a stand. Stand. I lost my cord there. Let's start that over. We need revival all across the land. Now is the time, and this is the place. We're the ones who must make the choice. Now is the time. We dare not hesitate. The people of God must lift their voice. We must be strong. And the power of God's name must be strong. This darkness needs our lamp. We need revival. All across the land we need revival. It's time to take a stand. Better fall on our knees and pray. Go back and edit that. Is that live? Or are we gonna?
It's live, brother.
We can't change it.
No, it's gone.
It's still live. You like to kill it, but it's still live.
Amen.
Sorry.
Seven. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Let's take our hymn books and turn to page number 7.
Amen.
I gave my life for thee. Now let's stand, please.
Amen.
I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou my ransom be, and quicken from the dead. I gave my life for thee, what hast thou given for me? I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? My Father's house of light, my glory circle throne, I left for earthly night, for wandering sad and lone. I left it all. As I live God for me, I lived it all for thee. As I live God for me. Number 3. I suffered much for thee, more than thy tongue can tell. Oh, bitterest agony to rescue thee from hell. I've borne it all for thee, and yes, thou borne for me. I've borne it all for thee. What hast thou borne for me?
Number four.
And I have brought to thee down from my home above salvation full and free, my pardon and my love. I bring rich gifts to thee. What hast thou brought to me? I bring rich gifts to thee. What hast thou brought to me?
Amen. Amen. Brother Stephen, you open us up in prayer.
Blessing it is to be here tonight. I do want to thank everyone for coming. Also with that, I want to thank everyone as you come in, find your way to your seat, trying to keep contamination down. Some of you are already germs, all right? And so love you anyway, germs and all, but nonetheless, trying to keep everyone safe. Our desire is to have a two-week revival.
Amen. Amen.
And that means not shut down for 2 weeks,
Amen.
But stirred up for two whole weeks.
Yeah.
All right? And so let's be wise with it. Come in, do what we need to do, and praise the Lord during it. Amen. I really came to worship Him. Now, aren't you glad that you can worship Him? You can get as close to Him as you want.
Amen.
Amen. And you're never going to have to worry about anything you're going to get infected.
That's right.
You're going to get affected. Amen. But nonetheless, I appreciate that. And of course, when we dismiss, don't get mad at the preacher when I start turning off lights. Amen. I know some of you are going to go, preacher, what's that mean? You'll get the clue. Amen. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to keep everyone. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy.
Yes,
and I'm just trying to keep us safe and do what we need to do so that we can have a revival. And I'm sick and tired of this world watching and only caring about themselves.
Yes,
amen. And so if you're not going to do it for yourself, do it for everyone else around you.
Amen.
Amen. All right. I hope you came for a blessing. I know you're going to preach around. You just squashed the whole service. If that killed the service,
yeah.
My dear friend, I got a lot of stomping I could do on some toes. Amen.
Yeah.
And you can squalor a lot. But nonetheless, I hope you came for a blessing. Because God, listen, He can work amongst COVID or political corruption.
Yeah.
By the way, I've shared it plenty of times with the church now. Remember, it's not illegal. It's not election fraud to say a lie about yourself or the opponent. Isn't that amazing in America? That's not illegal, brother. That's not fraud to fraud.
Yeah.
Amen. And so it's just kind of funny how that works. But God's still true. Amen. We've been learning about that, and I'm thankful His light still shines. And it'll shine only brighter in us. Amen. All right. Brother James, you got a song for us?
Yes, sir. We'll sing, brother. Page number 70, I think it is, everybody. Those that have the books, the choir books, or is it in the blue book?
No.
I am blessed. So I'm not sure which books have it.
It's the choir books. If you're in the choir,
yeah.
You've got a book.
Yeah,
if
just
not,
a book. Well,
along,
you can sing along. It's the words are there. I am blessed. I am blessed. And that's not too hard, is it? You want to play along with us? We're going to do it in G. Everybody ready? Here we go.
It's not G.
Pardon me?
He's not playing. It's written in E flat. He's not going
to. Oh, I'm not doing it the way it's written. I'm sorry.
G,
I'm doing it. I just play it in G. Yeah, sorry. You know, when I'm singing, I can do it like nothing. I am blessed. I am blessed.
even sorrow and pain, Jesus is still my comfort and my guide. And His love comforts me, and His grace has set me free, and someday I shall stand by His side. 'Cause I am blessed, I am blessed. I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed. I have shoes for my eat, and I have plenty to eat, and a home in heaven by and by. Brothers, sisters on this earth, they are mine by my new birth. We shall share in that home beyond the sky. Y'all sing it out. Hear you now.
Amen. Let's take our hymn books and turn to page number 23. There's power in the blood.
Amen.
That's the reason we came. You bless us because of that blood.
Right.
Now let's stand, please.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Fire in the blood, fire in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in this life-giving flood. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Number 4. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
Isaac and Lydia, y'all want to come up? Amen. We were discussing, Lydia turned a year this year, or she will turn it these next couple weeks. I'm not sure exactly which day.
13th.
The 13th? Amen. 19th?
Oh.
No. 13th.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody know about that too.
Yeah, that's right. Do we need to sing happy birthday? But, you know, we had also discussed Brother Scooter is turning a year old as well. I do think that Lydia is probably aged better than Brother Scooter. She looks closer to a year than he does. Amen. But nonetheless, I'm thankful. It's great to see souls saved still.
Amen.
And, you know, there's still others that need to be saved.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Since I started for the kingdom, since my life He controls, since I gave my heart to Jesus, the longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The more that I love Him, more love He bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. Every need He is supplying, plenteous grace He bestows. Every day my way gets brighter, the longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The more that I love Him, more love He bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows.
Amen. Boy, I tell you, it is good to serve the Lord. Amen. Sister, ready? Amen.
Whatever happened to death do us part? Does the home reflect the heart? Parents' faces tell of worried minds, while children search but can't seem to find. It's time we took a closer look, got back to living by the holy book. No compromise without getting slack. You see, we'll go forward if we'll just go back. We'll know the tree by the fruit we see. Serving God has no in-between. We're either cold or we're hot. He said lukewarm will have no part. It's coming down to in or out. There's no time for playing around. We're going back lost or found, we're going back to stand our ground. We've got to go back to living true. We're going back to the absolute, back to where the church stands strong, back to where there's a right, there is a wrong, back to where it's black or white. You see, the difference seems like day and night. We're going back to things above. We're going back to our first love. Then we'll rise like a sleeping giant, standing tall in God's strength and might. The power we've claimed for so long, you see, it's returning. Oh, we're being made strong. We're not looking to the right or the left. Our eyes are spirit-led. We're going back to truth or false. Church, we've got to go back to Calvary's cross. We've got to go back to living true. We're going back to the absolute, back to where the church stands strong, back to where there's a right, there is a wrong, back to where it's black or white. You see, the difference seems like day and night. We're going back to things above. We're going back to our first love. We're going back to where the church stands strong. We're going back. We're going back.
Amen. I had said it the other day. If I think it was even on our, I guess it would have been our services, one of them at home, I had asked you if con is the difference or pro is the opposite of con, then is Congress the opposite of progress? Amen. Amen. But may I tell you that politics does not dictate the church. The church that's changed is because of the church. It's not because of the nation. It's because of the church. Amen, brother. You come on.
Amen. Good to be here tonight. I already picked up on we're going to have some help preaching tonight. Amen. Got some back over here that's ready to preach. They already started going at it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good to see you tonight. Not a good looking crowd, but you know, it is what it is. I mean, praise God. And I know you're sitting there saying, yeah, well, it looks that bad on this side too. Amen. So praise the Lord. God is good to us. Amen. I'll tell you, He is. I praise God. You know, even here we are in the midst of a COVID epidemic. Still are. And don't know when it's going to end. And don't know if it'll ever end as far as down here on earth. I'm being honest with you. We're living in some sad times. And yet, here we come to the house of God. And someone makes a mistake, Brother James. Someone, not pointing out anyone, but someone makes a mistake, and what do we do about it? We laugh.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful.
Yes.
Amen. That's wonderful.
Right.
That we are Christians. We love God.
Yes.
We're saved. Heaven bound.
Right.
As a matter of fact, listen to me very carefully. COVID does not affect us Christians.
Right.
You say, Brother Danny, now there's you saying that Christians don't get it. You never listen, do you? Amen? Listen, the COVID does not affect Christians. Amen?
Amen.
It doesn't. We may get it. We might die from it.
Right.
But it doesn't affect us.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I got it right now. Excuse me just a minute. Boy, the devil didn't like that one. Bible says he's the prince of the power of the air. He just breathed down my throat. Amen. That stinker. We may get it. We may die from it. It doesn't affect us. You say, well, no, what do you mean? Either way, I'm still a Christian.
Right.
It doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop me from laughing.
Right.
It doesn't stop me from rejoicing in the Lord.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
It doesn't stop me from praising God.
Yes.
Amen. It doesn't stop me from worshiping God.
Right.
No, it doesn't affect us.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
If it's affecting you, it's because you're letting it. But it ought not to. You say, but a loved one. No, wait. Listen. It still shouldn't affect us.
Yeah.
It didn't the people of God in the Bible days.
Right.
When disasters, when plagues hit them, whatever hit them, my friend, listen to me. You know what it did to most of them? It drew them closer to God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I'm thankful for Jesus tonight. Amen. Well, what a wonderful Savior He is. There's no need in getting mad and leaving. Just get mad. Amen. God is good to us. I praise the Lord. You know, you have all these thoughts. I get to thinking, I would not like to be a lost person at this point in time, in time. And here's one big reason. Most Christians are not going to tell me about Jesus now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We tend to shut ourselves away from the world because of this COVID.
Yeah.
Boy, if you're a lost person, there goes a lot of your hope.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
We better stop and think about it. We are going to stand before God and give an account of our life.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Even what we do during this COVID time, we're still responsible for living for God.
Sure. Yes.
And we better wise up. Because God never called us to put us off in a room here and lock the door.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
We still have the same responsibility to witness.
Right.
He said He'd make us fishermen, fishers of men. Amen.
Right.
That means we still got to go fishing. Amen.
Yes.
We still are responsible for fishing.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
We can't zip it up just because of this disease.
Right.
This virus. Amen. We can't zip it up because of that.
Yes.
No. Souls are in the balance. Do you understand that tonight?
Right.
People are dying and going to hell now because a lot of it is because us Christians have zipped it up.
Right.
You didn't come to church for that, did you? This is what we come to church for.
Sure.
Amen.
Sure.
To get scolded. Amen.
Yes.
To get corrected. To as the Bible would say, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what we really come for.
Yes.
It ought to be.
Yes. Right.
Amen. And I came to dish it out.
Right.
Amen. You know why? Because I need it the mostest.
Sure. Sure.
Now, we'll take a break and we'll be right back, all right? There's still nothing been invented any better than this right here. Water. Hallelujah. Going to be a whole river of it in heaven.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Won't be a bottling company up there.
That's right.
Amen. But there'll be a stream of water flowing.
That's
praise
right.
God.
Amen.
Well, amen, amen. It is good to see you tonight. Open your Bibles to the book of John. Yeah, let's just have to open there, so we'll start. We'll try to preach something from that. Amen. Sometimes I think I'd be better off if I did that, because my messages don't seem to affect anybody. Amen. But praise the Lord. Listen, God is good. We are just honored to be here with you folks. And as we said last night, been looking forward to it ever since last year. When we left, we started looking forward to getting to come back. And praise the Lord, God allowed it to happen. And I'm just going to enjoy myself while I'm here, because it's only for 2 weeks. And some of you may say, oh boy, we've got 2 whole weeks of this. 2 full weeks of this. I'm sorry, but I'm going to enjoy every moment of it I can, because it is just 2 weeks. It is just 2 weeks, and then you'll be rid of us again. Amen. But you know what? Lord willing, we'll return. Hey, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. In John chapter number 1, we read these verses last night, and we want to read them again, or just a few of them. But in John chapter number 1, in verse number 1, if you'll stand with us tonight, we've been preaching. We preached about Jesus, and preached about Him being the light. Boy, I'm going to tell you, looky here. We getting fancy or what?
Yeah.
Amen. So now I have no excuse for not reading. Amen. But praise the Lord. I appreciate. I like it when you mention things and somebody brings you something. Might I mention to you a brand new GMC Sierra? Amen. Just mention it. That's all I did. I did not even ask for it. So I'm mentioning. Amen. And so if you feel like, just go ahead.
Right.
I'm not in it for the truck or the money. But it'd be nice to have a truck to haul the money around in. Amen. Oh, God is so good. He gives us things to just kind of put a smile on our face. Maybe somebody has a rough day and you come in and just a dumb remark. All right, a silly, ridiculous. And it just brings a smile on our face. Amen. It's worth it all. And I believe God allows that to happen. I believe He causes things like that to happen, because He's such a good God.
Yes.
Amen. In the book of John, chapter number 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." And then I want us to look at verse number 9. "That was the true light," talking about Jesus, "which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came to His own, and His own received Him not, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord. We do thank You, God, for the things that happen. We may call them a mistake or mess ups or whatever, but Lord, thank You, God, that You allow these to happen to remind us that we're nothing but human. And Lord, we're going to make mistakes, and there are going to be flaws in us and in the things that we do. And yet, Lord, we can laugh about it. Even if it's about ourselves, we can laugh about it. Thank You, Lord, to give us those things. And thank You, Lord, for giving us Your Son who died on the cross of Calvary, that we might have eternal life through Him. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, God, for the Word that You've given to us tonight, that we can study, that we can learn from it. As one said tonight, and many have said it over the years, Lord, don't understand it all. But God, we believe it all. And that's what's important. Well, Father, if we understood it all, there would be no faith involved. But God, those things that we don't understand, and yet we still follow You, Lord, it takes faith to do that. We thank You. And we ask You tonight, now, Lord, that You'd speak to hearts once again, Father. God, we thank You, as we've said, we thank You for everyone that's gathered here tonight and everyone that's turned on their Wi-Fi or whatever they might call the thing. Lord, God, I pray that you speak to hearts tonight. And I pray you do something wonderful in our lives. And it might just be to remind us, Lord, to get us back to that place where we need to be. Lord, it might be that somebody needs to get saved. And Lord, we pray that this would happen. And Lord, we pray that somehow, some way they would get in touch with us and let us know. For Lord, it's not that we want the glory, but Lord, we'd sure like to rejoice with them. Father, we ask you to have your will and way. And Lord, yes, we are human, but I'm glad we serve a perfect God. Help us this evening, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We look here in John, and we as we begin, in the beginning was the Word. And then the last verse we read in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That Word is Jesus Christ. Amen. And we thank God for the Word of God. And I get to thinking about it. And Brother Jeff, you know, they put titles to everything. Amen. I mean, first thing he asked me on a service when I come in is, what's the title? What's the title? I'm not much on titles. He's already found that out. Amen. Because when I give him a title, he looks at me and kind of laughs. So I don't know if they're good or if they're comical. Maybe I'll just, well, anyway, but my title tonight would be Stay Away from the Bible. Right. Now you say, that's totally the opposite from what we've been taught, been preached to, and hammered in the head with, and that we ought to read the Bible, we ought to study to show thyself approved. Well, we're going to preach tonight on Stay Away from the Bible. Because right. You see, if I were the devil, and regardless what Miss Pam tells you, I am not the devil, all right? But if I were the devil, the number one thing I would try to stop in your life would be you reading the Bible.
Right. Yes.
Do you realize without the Bible, now listen to me, without the Bible, you and I could not be saved?
Right.
You say, oh yeah, somebody else could tell me. Let me tell you something. It comes from the Bible.
Yes.
No matter who tells you.
Right.
No matter what verses they use or what testimony they use, it's still from the Bible.
Right. Right.
Amen. And the devil knows that, and so he would have you to avoid reading the Bible.
Yes.
Stay away from it. As being lost, he'd want you to stay away from it. Why?
Right.
I'm going to do this. Right, yeah, right one. One of them got the light and one of them don't. Amen. Just like us Christians, we ain't happy one way, we'll do it another. Amen. The light, remember? We talked about it. The light shines in a lost person's life, and if they will follow that light, they will end up at Jesus' feet.
Amen.
Amen. And they can be saved. The devil knows that.
Yeah.
So he wants you to quit reading your Bible.
Right.
The Word. The light. Jesus is one of the same there. He is the light of the world. He is the Word. Amen. And my friend, listen to me. The devil doesn't want folks to get saved. And so he would keep them from reading the Bible, keep them from accepting. That's the reason when somebody starts witnessing, they want to shut them off. The lost person wants to shut them off. Why? Because the devil is working in their life.
Yes.
See, God's working in our life to tell them about Jesus, and the devil's working in their life to cut us off so that that light doesn't shine in their life.
Right.
So that they don't get saved. Well, do you know, as Christians, the devil wants to keep us away from the Word of God? He doesn't want us to study. This is how we grow. I got up this morning, and I ate breakfast. That didn't impress any of you, did it? I ate breakfast. I ate lunch today. There's a big possibility that I had a snack sometime or another in between those. Amen? And then I ate supper tonight. And probably when we get back over yonder to the prophet's chambers at Emmanuel Baptist Church, probably I'm going to snack on something else. Now, I do all that, my friend, to strengthen myself. At least this is the excuse I give. I don't know what yours is. Amen? But we eat like that. We eat to strengthen us. We have our children to eat. We feed them milk and whatever, Brother Stephen. You're feeding that one back there. He's loving it. Amen. I say keep pouring it on him. Amen. And what it's going to do is make him look like his papa if you do keep pouring it on him. Amen. There's going to be more there than is necessary is what I'm trying to tell you. But we eat that we might grow. And we don't, listen, we're not just interested in growing, but we want that growth to be a strong growth. Amen? In other words, we want them that when they become teenagers, young adults, and all of that, that their bones are structurally sturdy. Amen? These things are important. Well, we read the Bible as Christians. We read the Bible. You know why? It's food for us. It's strength. That's the reason some of us are very puny. It, you know what? Some of us, that's the way we live. If we could see ourselves spiritually, I believe that's the way God sees us. And if we could see ourselves like that, we'd say, oh my, what a puny example I am as a Christian. You know why? It's the lack of reading the Word of God. Young people, listen to me. If you don't study the Bible says study to show thyself approved. Listen, if you don't study that word, if you don't get in that word, you'll grow up and you won't be much of a Christian.
Right.
We have got a lot more folks out of church that says they're Christians than are in the church.
Right.
And I'm not talking about the COVID. I'm talking about it's been that way ever since time, as far as I know. We've got more that are out there. Oh, you get them in the corner and get to talking to them. And if you get them backed up enough, they'll go ahead and finally admit it. Yeah, I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah. That's right, brother.
That's not the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
There ought not be anybody have to drill us.
Right.
Now, are you saved? Do you know for sure you're saved? How did you get saved? Why did you get saved? Hey, we ought to be spitting it out at them.
Right. You're right.
Amen? And that comes from reading our Bible.
Sure. Yeah.
It, my friend, listen to me. It gives us a desire.
Yeah.
When we're strong, we have a strong desire, but we have a desire to tell others why we want to see them eat with them and grow with them.
Right. Amen.
Amen. If I were the devil, I'd have you getting up late in the mornings. And rushing out and rushing off to work saying, I was going to start reading my Bible today.
Yeah.
No problem. I'll just get up earlier in the morning and I'll read it in the morning. No, I tell you what, I'll read it tonight when I get home. And tonight when I get home, I am so tired. It's so rough today.
Yeah.
I'm going to read tonight, but I'll wait till in the morning. I'll catch it in the morning. And I'll read more in the morning.
Right.
And in the morning, you know what? Get up late again.
Yep.
Does it? Listen, I'm not asking for any show of hands. I'm not asking for anybody to verbally say anything. But does that sound rather close to you? Amen? It does to me.
Sure.
Uh-huh. It does to me. I have a struggle with it.
Sure.
Well, Jeff, I like to do things. And to me, sitting and reading anything
right.
is a waste of time. I'm not a reader.
Yep.
Now, you can condemn me all you want to, but that's just me. I never have been a reader.
Yep.
I'm just not. You ought to know it. I read the Scriptures, and boy, I make a mess out of them. Amen? I got John 3:16 down. Not the verse. I just got that much. John 3:16. Amen? But listen, I struggle to read my Bible. You say, well, Brother Danny, why should I sit here and listen to you? Oh, I don't know. I know this. You got your faults too, and I'm still preaching to you.
Right.
Amen. So I won't walk out on you if you don't walk out on me.
Right.
Besides, if you do walk out on me, I'm just liable to join you on the way out. But I'm just saying, the devil works at it, and he gives us all these things, and it's not that I like to do bad things, evil things, wicked things. It's not that. I'll be honest, I like to get out when the morning comes. Boy, that COVID is killing me. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I like to get up in the morning, eat my breakfast. I like to go out, and I like to grab a hammer and some nails and build a wall. I like to build. I do. My wife's sitting out there, and she can tell you my favorite pastime is building something. It's been in me ever since I've been saved. I mean, I just love to work with wood and build things. Not that I'm good at it. We're not talking about that. We're just talking about I like to build. Amen. It may not stand, but I like to put it up. Amen. I just like to do that. And the devil knows it. And you know what he does? He always gives me money to buy a two before. He always gives me things to do. Amen. He knows that keeps me. I have to watch myself. Amen. I have to guard myself. Amen. For I'll get busy, and more I get working on that thing, and now it's more than a passion. It's something I've got to complete, and so that means in the morning, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get up. I'm going to eat breakfast, and I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to work on that thing.
Right.
You have the problem? The devil says, "Stay away from the Bible." Watch out now. You're in church. You're not supposed to be enjoying yourself.
Right.
Amen. The devil does that. And you're sitting there and probably you're saying, "Well, I can't believe you're saying all this. And I don't have a problem building and all that." No, but you've got something else that you like to do.
Sure.
The devil makes sure he visits all of us. Amen. I'm trying to help us. And the only way... Oh, my goodness. Looks like I need two of these. One to put in my pocket. One of three. One to put in my new GMC. You have not because you ask not. Amen. Yeah. That's... The devil wants to keep us busy so we'll stay out of the light and keep the light from shining through us. The devil wants to keep us busy to keep us from the Word of God. Amen. He works hard at it. He wants us to stay away from the Bible. If you're having struggle reading your Bible, I mean, finding the time, here's what you ought to do right now. You ought to put a big smile on your face and say, "God, I want to thank you for giving me such a desire to study your word. I've not been doing it, but you've given me the desire."
Right.
And the devil knows that, and he's fighting. Lord, it feels good to know that I'm finally doing something for you.
Amen.
That the devil don't like.
Right.
Boy, that ought to encourage you to...
Yeah.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. What are you saying? It ought to cause you to want to get in there. Because listen to me. The devil is saying, "Don't do it. You don't have the time. This is not the time." The phone's ringing.
Right.
Oh, and we all say, "Thank you, Lord." Boy, you know what that is? That's another one of those proofs that God gives me to assure me I am His.
Yes.
Amen. Right. If I weren't His, the devil wouldn't be fighting me in this area.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank God. See, God knows He's got this. All this is put together, do you understand?
Yes.
By a God that is intelligent enough, smart enough, brilliant enough, whatever term you might want to use, my friend, but He knows what He's doing, how to do it. Amen. He's got it all put together. We just need to get to thanking Him.
Yeah.
Stay away from the Bible. Here's some reasons why we ought to stay away from the Bible, according to the devil. Amen. Number one is because the Word of God has power to convict us. The devil says, stay away from the Bible. He knows that we get convicted. In the book of Acts, chapter number 2, in verse number 37, the Bible says this, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and unto the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Now what's happening here, this is the day of Pentecost. Peter is up preaching now. And boy, he comes down to the end and he begins to tell a little bit about them crucifying Jesus. And it bothers them. It's the same congregation that's there with Peter and all of them that was there hollering, "Crucify Jesus." And he's there preaching to them. And when he begins to preach to them and tell them that they're wrong for crucifying the Savior, my friend, the Bible says that when they heard these things, they were pricked in their heart. That means poked.
Yes.
That means poked to a sense of it hurting and bothering, irritating somebody. That's what it means. They were pricked in their heart. But they were pricked in such a way, my friend, that instead of them rebelling against it and saying, "We don't want the light," they were saying, "Give us more light."
Yeah.
And so they said, "What, sirs, what must we do?" And Peter said, "Repent."
Yes.
Repent. Amen.
Right.
Well, the devil wants us to, listen to me, he doesn't like it because the Word of God brings conviction, and that's what it was that pricked their heart, my friend. It wasn't literally one of the apostles got out a stick or something sharp and prodded into their chest and prick their heart. It's not talking about that. It's a spiritual application talking about the soul of man.
Right.
And Peter, as he preached the Word of God reached in where no man could reach and affected those men and women there that day.
Yes.
And they said, what do we do? And Peter says, repent. What happened was the light was on, shining in their life for a while, my friend, and when they asked for more light, and that's what they were asking for, they repented and more light came.
Yes. Yeah.
And they got saved.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, the Bible said there was some 3,000 people added to the church that day.
Right.
Praise God.
Yeah. Right.
That's what happens, my friend.
Amen.
That's what happens when we read our Bible.
Yes.
We'll see souls saved.
Amen.
You say, where do you get that? From your Bible. That is, if you've got a King James.
Right.
I need to stop there and preach for about an hour or two. But because, listen, you know one way the devil keeps us from reading the Bible? He gives us a man-interpreted version.
Right.
Yeah. You see, doesn't it have light? False light. Everything else about it is false too. It's false light. Amen. So he'll say, read one of these other. Why is it there are so many versions of the Bible? I can tell you right quick, because the devil's in it. Amen. You say, well, Brother Danny, how do you know which one? You mean you don't know? That's part of reading your Bible. Reading that old Bible, that old King James Bible, let you know right quick what's right and what's wrong.
That's right.
There won't be any question.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Yes,
and by the way, we don't have much longer to be telling you the truth, so I need to tell you while I'm here.
Right.
Because this time next year, we might be meeting in a different place.
Right. Yeah. Right. Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. Won't even be... COVID won't even be spoken of. Do you realize?
Right.
There will be no one will even whisper it because it will be gone from the minds of men. Now tell me that it's wrong for me to try to get you to quit dwelling on it.
Amen.
It ain't going to make heaven.
Right.
But I am.
Right.
Amen. Oh, listen, the Word of God has power to convict. Then in Acts chapter number 7, there at verse number 54, the Bible says this. It says, let me read here. Acts, let me turn there. I'm sorry, y'all just stay with me. If Brother James can mess up a song, surely I messed up a sermon. Amen. Acts, chapter 7. Anybody there?
Amen.
Acts chapter number 7, verse number 54. And when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. Now the others, remember, they were pricked in their heart. Here, this group, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. Stephen is preaching here, my friend, and he's telling the people what's going on, and he's preaching kind of the same message that Peter was preaching,
right.
And he's scolding them, rebuking them for crucifying the Savior,
right.
Amen.
Right.
And so it cut them to the heart. Now, folks, you say, well, what's the difference? I've always wondered about that. What's the difference? I think it's the amount of light. I think with the first group there with Peter, my friend, I believe there was a light that shone in their life, and they realized they were wrong. They were sinners because of their participation in all that. Of course, they were born sinners. We know that. But they saw their wrong in this matter, and there was enough light there to let them know they could get forgiveness. I think the second group, when they were cut in their heart, my friend, when the light shone in their life, rather than accepting that light and realizing they were wrong and asking for help, they wanted to cover their sins and forget them. Amen. So it cut them in their heart. I mean, prick, my friend, hurt them to a point of urgency of getting things right. Cut, my friend, hurt them and damaged them to where they didn't want any help.
Right.
You say, well, why did God do that? God didn't do it. They did it.
Right.
The first group responded by being pricked in their heart. They responded to that. The second group, they responded in their way.
Yeah.
You see, it's the same way with you sitting here tonight, even as Christians.
Sure.
The Word is preached. The light comes on in our life. Now what are you going to do with it? Amen. We're going to be held accountable every message we hear, whether we like it or whether the preacher is exciting or not.
Right.
Amen. We are all, the Bible says, going to be held accountable.
Yes.
We have forgotten about that, haven't we? There's not much talk about that, but we are.
Sure.
Amen. These politicians that have sold out our country. My friend, listen, they're going to stand before God and give an account.
Yes.
Every one of them liars.
Yes.
Every one of them liars, them cheating scoundrels, every one of them are going to stand before God and give an account.
Yes.
I don't have to keep fighting them and fussing with them. I don't have to do that, my friend. God's going to handle it all. Amen. But I just want to make them aware in case somebody's listening out there.
Right.
I want to make you aware. You may be a mayor or a city councilman or something like that,
right,
headed down their road. I want to tell you, you better turn and get off that road.
Right. Amen.
Because you're going to stand before God. You say, well, I don't even believe in God. Don't matter. You're going to stand before Him anyway.
Right.
Amen. Right. Amen. Right. The Word of God has power to convict, and I'm so glad that it does. Amen. For that's how I got saved. Through the convicting of the Word of God as it was preached that night. That light came on, and I sat there and I thought, dear Lord, my first reaction was, I'm not guilty.
Yeah.
I'm not a sinner. Boy, that preacher's preaching to the rest of these folks, but it's not me. And the longer that preacher preached to my friend, the brighter that light got.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's something that when old Paul got saved, it's because there's a bright light shining in his life. Amen. That light got brighter, and I could see, my friend, it began to focus on me, and I realized I am a sinner. That's me. I'm the sinner he's talking about.
Yeah.
Because of that light shining, I realized there's grace for me. Hope. He got saved. Amen. Oh, my friend, praise the Lord. Not only that, but my friend, the Word of God has power to regenerate. That's what we've been talking about.
Amen.
The Word of God has power to regenerate. Why would we want to get rid of this old book, brother? Brother Jeff, why would we want to get rid of this old book and grab a hold of one that's false? And you say, but we don't know for sure. Honey, if I had just a little bit of a question about it, I'd throw them things in the garbage.
Right.
And I got more than just a little bit.
That's right.
I'm serious. Why would we want a book? Here's one, my friend. This is the Word of God.
Yes, that's right.
This is the Word of God. Man has no right to change it.
Right.
Update it. It's not out of date, honey. Right. It tells us about things that's going to happen. Hey, it told us about the COVID and all of this that's going to happen.
Yes.
You say, what? The Bible says in the last days, perilous times shall come.
Right.
Honey, if you don't believe this is perilous times, you just hang on.
Right. That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
But why would we want to, why we want to get rid of this blessed old book, my friend, when it gives folks hope?
Yes.
There's no hope in our politicians.
Right.
None of them.
No.
Not a one of them. There's no hope.
No.
There's no hope in our government.
No.
Yeah. Amen. There's no hope in a vaccine.
No.
Our hope is Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. We can hold on to Him or we can turn it loose and shout it out. I prefer turning loose and shouting it out because
right.
He's the one that's got a hope to me anyhow.
Right.
Amen. Why we want to get rid of this old book, my friend, that helps our loved ones to get regenerated or saved. Why do we want to stay away from it when the devil says stay away from the Bible? Just get away from it. Don't have time for it. Don't make time for it.
Right.
Why do we listen to old smutty face? Huh? Boy, God needs to do a work in our hearts, doesn't He?
Yeah.
He says in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
That's how we're saved.
Amen.
By the Word of God. He regenerated. What was it that Nicodemus said to, Jesus said to Nicodemus? He said, you must be born. No, he didn't. He said, you must be born again. Because
right.
Old Nicodemus was already born the first birth. He was already in this world.
Right.
And Jesus said, you must be born again.
Yeah.
You see, you and I were born into this world.
Sure.
And upon a certain date in our life, and I believe God controls that too,
yes.
All of a sudden it was time for this old boy to be born again. That's the reason the word is called regenerate. Not generate, but regenerate.
Right. Right.
Amen? He regenerated me. The Bible says it like this. We become a new creature in Christ.
Yes. Yes.
Amen? How? How does this happen? Thank you for asking. And here's how it happens.
Right.
Amen?
Amen. Yeah.
You say, but I want to know more. I ain't telling you more.
Yeah.
God's given us enough, my friend. Get in there and dig it out yourself and read it.
Right.
It ain't that tough.
Right.
I'm being honest with you. I found out a long time ago, the more I read of it, it might be this way with you too. I read some and I don't understand. But the more of it I read, now stop listening, let this sink in. The more of it I read,
right.
The more of it I do understand.
Yes.
Amen. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
If I read one verse and don't get anything out of it, if I read two, I might get something out of one of them. You know what I just did? I got more understanding than I had.
Right.
See, we want to hang up.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm needing some understanding down here. Read my Bible. Okay. I ain't got time for that. I was hung up on the Lord. Amen.
Right.
That's what some of us do because we don't understand.
Right. Right.
I'm serious.
Amen.
There's still a lot of it I don't understand. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to heaven not understanding a lot of it.
Right.
Some of these guys, they got it all figured out. They even got to bring in other languages to help them.
Right. Right.
Greek and Hebrew.
Yeah.
Amen. And they still don't know.
Yeah.
found out something a long time ago. I found out a lot. Amen. But I found out something years ago when I pastored. I pastored for 24 years and had to retire, kind of like, I guess you call it. Actually, I didn't retire. I went into evangelism, but I had to leave the church for health reasons. And they got sick of me. Amen. So it's time to move on. Amen. And so my health has gotten a lot better since then. But anyway, listen, I found out if I read my Bible, God helps me to understand. And these things that I don't understand, I'd read these commentaries back when I pastored. I'd read these commentaries to find out what other men had to say about it, you know. And on the verses that give me fits, I could tell it did them too, because they would just, like John 3:16, that doesn't give us a fit, does it? Amen? It gives you a Holy Ghost fit. But just using that for example, I could read John 3:16 and not get much out of it. And boy, I think, oh my, I'm gonna read Brother Jeff Spencer's book on John 3, or just read his book on the book of John. And so I'm thumbing through there and I think, I'm going to see what he says about John 3:16. And here's what he says about John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Yeah.
Well, I read that, but I'm needing some help on understanding it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They didn't understand it either.
Right.
And so they just write down the verse.
Yeah.
And you got it. That happens, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I think, well, what good's this dude?
Right.
Amen? Well, but you know what? I found out something. If I read my Bible, God gives understanding.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Amen.
And sometimes he wants me to answer you when you ask me a question about some spiritual things. Sometimes he wants me to answer this. I don't know. I don't know. He said, well, I want a pastor that knows it all. Why? You ain't going to get it when he explains it either. Because you got a bad attitude. You don't want a perfect pastor. I'm sorry, I don't mean this, man. I wasn't going this direction, but you just kept on hollering, amen, egging me on. It's your fault. I don't want to hear no more about it. Okay? All right. You don't want a perfect pastor. You know why? He'll get in your face and he'll tell you everything that's wrong with you.
Right.
Oh yeah. And when you get smart with him, he'll get smarter with you. And it'll all be Bible.
Yeah.
And honey, you ain't going to be able to handle that.
That's right.
You better thank God for this.
That's right.
Pastor.
Every day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. I'm serious. God doesn't mind us saying, I don't understand. He'd rather us say, I don't understand, and look to him for knowledge. See, it's not about me understanding, it's about me doing.
Right.
Noah could have said to God, when the Lord told him to build an ark, he could have said, I don't understand.
Yeah.
And surely he didn't understand.
Sure.
He'd never built a little canoe. Amen. He didn't have an understanding of how to build that ark. He just did what God said do.
Right.
And don't you know, as he built this big old door and he said, oh, look at what. Oh, what a door. Oh, I don't know how we're going to keep the weather out. And then all of a sudden those animals begin to come on, filling up the doorway.
Yep.
Coming on. He said, I understand now.
Right.
Huh? See, sometimes the reason we never get it, because we never do it.
Right.
Amen. Amen. The devil says, "Stay." Thank you, brother. You even like that part about you?
I did. Brother.
We okay. Hallelujah. Well, there's no need in giving an invitation. Y'all just going home. Listen, God wants us to study the Word.
Right.
The devil says, stay away from it.
Yes.
Who are you going to mind?
Yeah.
I will serve thee. Why? Because I love thee.
Right. Amen.
Who are you going to serve?
Amen.
Who are you going to listen to when they start telling you, don't read that, you don't have time for it? Who are you going to listen to? I will serve thee because I understand thee. Well, that ain't what even the song says, is it? I will serve thee because I love thee. Open up that old book. Turn through the pages. Begin reading. Say, God, this sure is sweet. I don't understand it all, but it sure is sweet. Amen. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Try Him. Let's all stand tonight. Father, Lord, we thank You, God, for Your goodness and mercy. Lord, I maybe joke too much. I don't know, Lord. God, I my heart's been in this all day and tonight, and it doesn't matter, though, God. Lord, we're here for Your will to be done, not mine. And I ask You, God, to speak to hearts. Help folks tonight to realize the importance. Lord, we have financial problems, and I find in my Bible, You teach us about our finances. Lord, You tell us that if we sow sparingly, we'll reap sparingly. Lord, You teach us how to handle money. You teach us, Lord, not to be a robber of God, but, Lord, to be a giver. Lord, would You help us? Father, we have family problems. Our children won't obey us. We don't know how to handle them, Lord. They're out of control, and we don't know what to do with them, Lord. We've talked with them till we're, as we would say, we're blue in the face, Lord. We've talked to them till we've run out of things to say. We've talked to them, and we even went outside the home and talked with others to find out how to handle them, and we still don't know. And yet, Lord, I read my Bible, and I find, Father, God, how we're supposed to correct our children with the rod of correction. Lord, how we to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of You, not in the things of the world, but in You. Lord, we may have husband and wife, may have marital problems. God, You tell us in the book of Ephesians how we're to treat one another, how we're to love one another, Lord. And God, as Jesus has loved the church, Lord, God, You tell us how we're to treat one another. Lord, even as individuals in the church, Lord, as brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord, You tell us how we're to prefer one another. Lord, You tell us how that we're to help one another as we see a brother in need, to reach out and help. You tell us how to live among each other. Lord, it's all in this book. And yet, Father, we've got more troubles and problems in our life than we've ever had before, and we read less of Your Bible than we've ever done. Lord, speak to our hearts tonight. Help that person that's lost tonight to come to know You as their personal Savior. Have them and help them tonight to call out for more light, and You'll give more light. Help us tonight. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Pastor.
Every head bowed, every eye closed, as music plays. Maybe you'd be honest enough. Say there's been some times I've listened to Satan. I know that God wants me to read my Bible. And I know Satan wants me to stay away from it. My friend, maybe you have a greater need. Maybe you would even say that you don't even have a desire anymore. You know, one of the greatest fears that you have is that as you grow cold on the Lord, that you no longer have the desires that you should. But I'm thankful that there's help. I'm thankful there's hope. I'm thankful He still offers forgiveness. I'm thankful He still offers strength. You ever have a fit when you open up the Word of God? He just begins to speak to you.
Yes.
Brother Danny was preaching last night. He was talking about maybe we need to get back to the old, just Genesis and David. And the sweet gems that are in the Word of God.
Amen.
The stories that we tell our children that aren't stories but actual accounts. Maybe you need to just come out and say, all right, I haven't done it today. I haven't opened it up. Maybe it's been a week. Maybe it's been a month. Maybe it's been a year. But it's time. And there's no time like the present. To just go ahead and say, Lord, I can't. Because if I walk in the flesh, I'll fulfill the lust of the flesh. But if I walk in the Spirit, I shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. Well, I want to end this a little different tonight. Because I don't know if you understand what that's really meaning. But you can't charge a mountain without a sword.
Amen.
You'll never have a victorious spiritual life without being in this. You'll never have it. And listen, I can preach and I can preach my heart out to you. But you'll go and starve to death during the week before you ever come back to church.
You're right.
And I want you to take your hymn books, turn to page number 328. I've been itching to sing this all week long. I was trying to get Titus earlier, yesterday. 328. We're just going to sing it a cappella. I like the song. We've been practicing it. And if you don't like it, well, hang on, because we're going to be singing it a lot this year. Amen. And this is really the charge. And I haven't preached the charge to the church for the year. But it'd be good for you to get a hold of your sword ahead of time. Yeah. Go ahead and get it polished up.
Amen.
Get it ready. This is the only thing that's still going to stand at the end of 2021.
Amen.
Stood all this time, it's still going to stand. Amen. I want that mountain. Here we go. I saw the giant of prayerlessness upon a mountain high. He laughed so hard at my unbended knee. No longer in the wilderness I'll stay, and so I cry. I want that mountain, it belongs to me. I want that mountain, I want that mountain. Where the milk and honey flow, where the grapes of Escrow grow, I want that mountain, I want that mountain, the mountain that my Lord has given me. There was a giant of laziness who said I wouldn't go, and witnessed for the one who set me free. I'll come from out the wilderness, I'll witness now I know. I want that mountain, it belongs to me. Sing it, church. I want that mountain, I want that mountain. Where the milk and honey flow, where the grapes of Escrow grow, I want that mountain, I want that mountain. The mountain that my Lord has given me. On the third, one faithless giant upon the crest of Hebron's lofty height.